Wednesday, June 12th. Seth Godin recently sent out an email / his daily blog post, and I want to talk about it. It's called The Learning Doing Gap. There's a slash in between learning and doing. Our society separates them. Somewhere along the way, we decided that one interfered with the other. Go to school for 8 years to become a doctor. Most of that time, you're learning about doctoring, not actually doing doctoring. Go to work as a copywriter. Most of the time, you're doing writing, not learning about new ways to write. The thing we usually seek to label as learning is actually more about education. It revolves around compliance, rankings, and will this be on the test? Being good at school is not the same as learning something. One reason that we don't incorporate doing into education is that it takes the authority away from those that would seek to lecture and instruct. There are 56 million people in K-12 compulsory education in the U.S. right now. Most of them do nothing all day but school, failing to bring real-life activity, experimentation, and interaction into the things that they are being taught. And there are more than 100 million people going to their jobs every day in the U.S., but few of them read books or take lessons regularly about how to do their work better. That's considered a distraction, or at best, inconvenient, or simply wasted time. The gap is real. It often takes a decade or more for a profession to accept and learn a new approach. It took gastroenterologists a generation before they fully accepted that most ulcers were caused by bacteria and changed their approach. It has taken our justice system more than 30 years to take a hard look at sentencing and corrections. It could be because we're confusing learning with education. That education, someone else is in charge and I might fail, is a power shift from doing, so I'd rather be doing, thank you very much. What happens if the learning we do is accomplished by always engaging in it in conjunction with our doing? And what happens if we take a hard look at our doing and spend the time to actually learn something from it? When police departments invest time in studying their numbers and investigating new approaches, they discover that efficacy and productivity goes up, safety improves, and so does job satisfaction. When science students devise and operate their own lab tests, their understanding of the work dramatically improves. Education, the compliance-based system that all of us went through, is undergoing a massive shift, as big as the ones that have hit the other industries that have been rebuilt by the connection and leverage the internet brings. And yet, too much of the new work is simply coming up with a slightly more efficient way to deliver lectures plus tests. There's a little bit more about one of his products or marketing seminars that he puts on. Obviously, if you don't know Seth Godin, look him up, one of the true geniuses of the digital world. And this thing, the education space, is something I've talked about many times on here, and other places as well, that I just agree with him that there's just a massive shift that is going to take place in the next 5, 10, 20 years. And as my kids grow up in this education system, I think and hope that this learning-doing gap becomes a lot smaller. You know, I just look back at my education experience, and it's just filled with so much nonsense and crap, and it's just about, you know, trying to get the great score and remember memorization, really, right? Like, all right, let me study these 10 things because 8 of them are most likely going to be on the test. I'll take the test, then I'll never think of them again, whereas the experience would have just made such more of a lasting impact on me and on children everywhere. So Seth is obviously, you know, one of the foremost pioneer type thinkers with everything. And so to hear him eloquently spell out a lot of the things that I think about in regards to education and where it's going and what it should look like with more, you know, commonplace everyday things. I don't know, negotiating, self-care, relationship, empathy, you know, things that you can do in the real world and not just learn and then forget. Just wanted to share that with you. You can check it out at seth.blog, I believe his thing is, or just Google Seth Godin. Peace.